Hey everyone, and welcome back to the podcast, The German Insurance Guide. I'm Lisa, and I'm asking all the curious questions. And sitting next to me is Ben, our expert when it comes to insurance and finances in Germany.
Hello everyone, it's good to be back. Last time we unpacked the basics of German health insurance, especially the difference between public and the private system.
Right, and this time we're diving deeper into health insurance, but not the basic stuff. We are talking about add-ons that most people don't know they can or should have, especially if you are new here.
Exactly, because the standard insurance is only the beginning. If you want real security and flexibility, you have to know what's not included and what you can add on top.
So, Ben, what exactly are add-ons in health insurance? What falls under that category?
So, add-ons in the health insurance are upgrades to your basic coverage that maybe close a gap or just improve your care overall.
So, how we talked the last time, it's more in the statutory system.
That's right. So, these add-ons mainly cover things in the statutory health insurance because all these add-ons are in your coverage in the private health insurance from the beginning. So in the private health insurance, you choose all these things from the beginning in your coverage. In the statutory health insurance, all these things are not included. So you have to add on these by yourself.
So that means that I also have the same flexibility when I'm in the statutory health insurance.
That's right.
Like in the private.
Yeah, exactly. So these add-ons give you the opportunity to have the same additional care and coverage as in the private health sector. Yes.
So, to get examples, what are exactly add-ons? What confused me when I was thinking about my add-ons, what I wanted to have was the Krankentagegeld.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fairly common add-on for the statutory health insurance. Okay, Krankentagegeld or daily sickness allowance, it is in English. That's a pretty neat add-on. When you get sick in Germany, the first 6 weeks, you get paid by your employer. After these 6 weeks, if you are sick with the same diagnosis, this is really important, you have to be sick longer than 6 weeks with the same diagnosis, then you will be paid your sick leave pay by your health insurance. But the health insurance only covers about 67% of your salary. And to me, that's a pretty big gap. And these daily sickness allowance add-on closes exactly this gap. So there is a prearranged allowance that you get paid by this coverage. This ranges between 5 and 20 euros per day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For everyone? Or?
This is for everyone that chooses this add-on. Yeah.
So does it mean it covers the whole gap of your salary or just these increments?
Unfortunately, it's just these increments, from 5 to 10 to 15 to 20. So if you are sick, let's say 6 weeks and 5 days, you will be paid 6 weeks salary from your employer and 5 days daily sickness allowance from your additional coverage. Let's say you get €20 per 20 euros per day. That would mean 25 euros on top.
And does it also work for a freelance person or self-employed people, or is it just for employees?
This also works for self-employed and freelancers because usually they are private health insured, and daily sickness allowance is also part of private health insurance.
Okay, let's move to the next one. outpatient add-ons. What are those?
Outpatient add-ons basically mean everything that happens on the doctor's couch. If you just have a cold and you need to go to see a doctor, that's everything outpatient. Well, there is some kind of additional coverage for prevention, which is mostly taken by women. There is something for glasses. If you need to wear glasses, there is additional coverage for this. Or if you need treatment at a health resort after a severe injury, there's also additional coverage for that, right?
Cool. I didn't know actually about the glasses kind of thing.
Yeah.
So be something for us too.
Yeah, sure. There is something that you get a prearranged amount of money every 2 years. And with that money, you can buy glasses or sunglasses or something like that. That's additional coverage.
That's cool. That's really cool. So now that sounds maybe a bit confusing. Inpatient add-ons. What's that?
Yeah, so inpatient, not to confuse with impatient. Inpatient additional coverage means something like if you really need to go to the hospital, that you can choose to be placed in a one or two bedroom. So that you don't have to be with six different people in one room. Mm-hmm. That's something many, many people really like. Well,
To not be
with six people in one room.
Even, to have some
especially
privacy.
When you are sick, yes. Or there is additional coverage that you can get access to the Chefarzt, to the head of medicine, that you will be treated by only him or her. That's something for inpatient additional coverage.
What is the difference then? Because you're in the hospital now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. So inpatient means everything that happens inside the hospital. If you need to stay in a hospital. Right?
Okay. If I maybe have a bigger procedure or surgery.
Yes.
So it's more for the heavy cases.
That's right.
That really sounds like something you don't want to need, but you are glad when you actually have the possibility.
That's right, yeah.
So another category is the dental one.
The dental part, right? So this is also a very, at least in my opinion, a very important part of additional coverage, because in the past few years and decades, the statutory health insurance cut out treatment for dental part.
Okay.
And they're doing this more and more. So additional coverage is more important than ever. Technology increases, technology improves. So dental care, dental treatment becomes more and more expensive. And everybody knows that good teeth are essential, and you don't want to pay extra for treatments that you need.
So what falls under that? What is covered there? Also, if I want to just have a professional teeth cleaning?
Exactly. What is? So in the dental part of health insurance, the statutory health insurance only covers the absolute basic. Let's say you have a dental problem. You have a hole in your teeth and you go to the dentist and he treats you. He fills this hole in your teeth and let's say this costs 200 euros. The statutory health insurance only covers 50 of those 200 euros. So the additional 150 euros you need to pay.
Yeah, and I also had the experience that the material I can choose, like I wanted to, that you cannot see it.
Yes.
But they are just covering that material that looks like you still have that hole in your teeth. So I needed to pay out of my own pocket.
That's right. And here comes the additional coverage. So the additional dental coverage closes the gap between the whole amount and everything that the statutory health insurance pays.
Mm-hmm. So out of these three categories we already had, would you say there is something you would consider as really useful? Like the dental, I for myself would consider that as a really useful add-on.
Well, this is all very subjective, of course. Everybody needs to decide what's important to themselves. I, for my part, think that dental coverage is very, very useful because these things can get pretty expensive really fast.
Yeah.
And as you said, if you want better treatment, like some treatment that you don't see afterwards, it costs more. That's very simple. And you talked about dental cleaning. So there is something called professionelle Zahnreinigung, which is just professional dental cleaning. You can do this, I think, once or maybe twice a year, and that will be covered, partially covered, by statutory health insurance as a kind of prevention. The additional coverage lets you take 2, 3, or 4 appointments a year for professional cleaning. And that's something that is covered 100%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think then you would also do it more if it's covered, and then you have so much more prevention for other expensive surgeries or what you can have.
That's right. So. And the amount that will be paid for these professional cleaning mostly covers the premiums. So it's a free dental prevention add-on. But yeah, as we said before, people don't know about this. So they don't know it exists, and so they don't have it.
Yeah. So I guess that's a really cool tip.
Yeah. So for the inpatient and outpatient part, I think there is nothing really that you should have. Those things basically just, if you want it, you can get it, but yeah.
So you said what we should have.
Yeah.
We already talked about the basics, what we must have, what is mandatory in Germany. There is now stuff we should have, what professional advisors would recommend. And then I guess there's stuff we can have. So I think there is a lot of stuff to think about.
Yeah, exactly. And what we are seeing here is even with mandatory health insurance, there are still important gaps that you maybe can or should close depending on your situation.
Exactly. And that brings us to something we already teased on in the last episode, the categories of must-haves, should-haves, and can-haves in the world of insurance in Germany.
Yeah. Right. Health insurance, even with the right add-ons, is definitely a must-have. It is the foundation of everything. But as you build more and more stability here, other insurances come into play, like, let's say, income or liability protection.
So in short, let's place this topic, the add-ons, in the bigger picture so that also expats can maybe make a better choice if they know what's optional or what's a must-have. Okay, let's zoom out to the bigger picture. What are mandatory insurances besides health insurance? We already talked about that people need to have in Germany.
Yeah, well, from the top of my head, I can only think of one other mandatory insurance in Germany, and that is if you have a car in Germany, you are obligated to have a car liability insurance.
So that basically just refers to people that own a car.
That's right.
Okay, then that was fast. We can jump right to the next category, the should-haves.
The should-haves. Okay, should-have. In my opinion, you should have additional dental coverage because we talked about that health insurance does not cover everything. In my opinion, you also should have a private liability insurance. Do you know what that is?
The only thing I can think of is stuff I own that is covered.
Well, yes and no. If you break something, you are liable.
If I break my own stuff?
No, or if you break stuff that's not yours, if you break my stuff or stuff of your friends, then you are liable for this damage. And this private liability insurance covers all these damages.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And third, in my opinion, you really should have occupational disability insurance in Germany. Do you know what that is?
I heard about it.
Okay.
That everyone talks that you should have it.
Right, right.
But so, yeah, maybe you can break it down for a sec.
Yeah. Occupational disability insurance helps you if you are unable to work.
Because you get of sickness.
Sickness or injury or something like that. Let's say you get cancer, which is really bad, and you are unable to do your job. So you don't get paid. And this occupational disability insurance steps in. So this insurance pays a prearranged salary every month for the whole duration of your sickness.
Oh, okay. I also guess that a lot of people really don't want to think about the situation. Like, if it's happening, I guess that everybody just thinks everything will be fine.
Yes. It's true that people don't want to think of the worst case. They don't want to think about what happens when. And I get that, but just because we don't think about problems, that doesn't mean they will never come. So you need to be prepared for the worst case. I know occupational disability insurance is really expensive, but think about what you get in return.
Yeah.
This is the safety net that you fall in if you get sick, if you get a heart depression, if you get cancer or something really, really bad.
I guess that this topic will be super interesting for a lot of you. Like, I guess this is worth a whole episode that we can dissect this whole topic.
Sure. I think that too, because there are many information that you need to get this thing right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there are also some complications you can have to get this insurance.
Yeah.
I also faced that. Okay. And finally, the could haves. What are the special extras, I would call them?
The could haves. Well, in my opinion, there are some could have insurances that you could have. For example, travel health insurance. Statutory health insurance mainly covers health insurance in Germany. But if you're traveling, there is additional coverage for that. That could help you in some cases. There is also household insurance. So everything that you can see in your apartment. Think about it this way. If you turn your apartment upside down and everything that falls out of it is considered household. And everything.
And furniture.
Furniture.
Kitchen.
Clothing. Everything is considered household. That would be covered within household insurance. Or, legal insurance. If you have a legal problem, lawyers are very expensive too. And if you don't want to or cannot pay a lawyer, you can get legal protection insurance so that this covers all the expenses in a legal suit. Yeah,
and especially when you're not from here, when you don't know the jungle of German bureaucracy, get a lawyer, get legal protection, that you have all the knowledge you don't know when you're not from here. Like, even I don't know everything about the system here in Germany, so it's better to have a professional to hold you back there.
That's right. That's right. In Germany, there is a saying, Unwissenheit schützt vor Strafe nicht, which basically means just because you don't know something does not prevent you from getting punished.
True, and I guess that's why it's so useful, especially for you, to get legal protection as a could or maybe should have.
Yeah.
And also for the what you talked about before, the travel insurance, you really need to know if you are a travel person. If I'm just sitting at home, I'm a couch potato, I just love to chill and don't go out and see the world, I guess you don't maybe need it. So it's for the ones who also have this kind of lifestyle.
That's right. So that's why you have the opportunity to choose from all these different add-ons. That's cool because it can be structured depending on your lifestyle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we were marking a lot of different stuff today. I guess we can go a little deeper into everything when we're having more time to talk about everything in detail. So I would say we break it down for today's episode and to tell you the key facts about what we learned today.
Right. So there is additional coverage as well as in the statutory health insurance and also in the private health insurance. Yeah. In the private health insurance, you get all these add-ons from the beginning because you build your own contract. You choose what coverage you want to get and you buy the premium for it. In the statutory health insurance, you get the basic treatment, everybody is the same, and you pick your additional stuff privately.
And there are different categories, how we learned today. It was inpatient.
Inpatient, everything that happens inside the hospital.
Then the other patient, outpatient.
Outpatient, everything that happens on the couch and the doctor's office.
And the dental.
The dental part, which to us is pretty important.
And there are must-haves, how we talked in the last episode, should-haves. We were marking it today a little, and the could-haves. And yeah, if you want to know more about it, stay tuned and we are diving deeper into all these topics for you.
Lisa, do we want to give a sneak peek for next week's episode?
Yeah, I guess you already can maybe sense it a little. We talked about
occupational disability insurance.
Exactly. That's the whole topic for the next episode. And I guess that's also a really important one.
That's right, because a lot of information you need to know to get this right.
So then thanks for tuning in. And as always, if you have questions, just message us. We are here to help you and figure this all out.
Bye-bye.